All right, you lead it off.
Sorry, got those smoker lungs in me right now. Welcome back to the TM32 podcast. My name is Andre.
My name is Eric.
And for the first time for season two, on our Beaver Tail Friday, we got a special guest. Shout out to Vim, LaVimmy Ball, or LaVimmy underscore Ball for his Instagram. Go follow this nigga. This nigga's a blessed guy. We love to have him on the podcast.
He's also 6'3" and single.
He is 6'3" and he's ready to get his D on the block. Anyways.
Oh my god.
I had to rhyme. But yeah, follow us on Instagram, TM32 Show. Follow us on Twitter at TM32P. Wow. Follow Eric at Eric.Nightpaul. Wow. Follow me at Andre.Brown with the X, because the X marks the spot. Jeez. Let's run this.
Okay. Andre, let's go. Let's go.
You want me to just fucking...
Let's go. Start it off.
Actually, let me explain. Since we switched up, since it's season two, because you already know, thank you for over 500 listens.
500
our first season. And I mean, you know, it might not sound like a lot, but nigga, that is 500 listens for about 10 episodes. And about, that's 10, like 10 podcasts, and maybe, and about 10 12, to 15 timbits, 12 timbits.
Yeah, we have 22 episodes, 22 up.
All right. So that's 500 listens. I respect that. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for your time and effort.
Because, like, I'm doing the math in my head right now. If we had 10 listens per 10 episodes, we'd have about, what, 220 listens? So double that, and then add some more. So that's about like 25 people listening per, you know, that's on an average. I mean, respects to everybody.
Yeah.
Yo, respects to y'all for putting this together, man.
Yo, Vim, thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, switching up from a Timbit, Beaver Tail Fridays,
that's for my Canadian man.
Yeah, you guys know what it is. You know what a beaver tail is? It's nice and sweet. It's that fried, delicious dough with any fixings that you can find. You can perfectly find it at Toronto Zoo or any other joint down in Toronto, Ajax, or Oshawa, Ottawa. Whitby, Ottawa. You already know.
But this one's not going to be so sweet.
It's not a sweet thing. Beaver tails on a Friday aren't a sweet thing. It's this thing. It's the thing that you get to manage a hangover. So it might be a sad thing. Or it might be a rager, which it is tonight. Yo, why are hoes mad? We talked about this in the last podcast. We're gonna talk about it right now. Why hoes mad, bro?
They ain't got nothing better to do.
Fuck them. Fuck females, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Fucking trash. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Y'all cute out here, but honestly, some of y'all out here breaking my heart. And I don't appreciate it. I be putting the time and the effort in this bitch. I be showing you I'm trying to be the one. I got flaws. I admit my flaws, bro. But I'm still trying to be the one for you. But what you doing? You capping. You out here capping. You telling me that you don't want to ruin the friendship that we have. Oh, I don't want to lose you if your friend, if we mess up. You wouldn't lose me. The only reason you'd lose me is if you acting stupid and acting awkward. Because if things don't work out, I'm gonna be the person that be like, yo, I know things didn't work out, but I still don't want to lose you as a friend. We might not talk the same as we did before, but we can gradually get back to that point. But no, you too scared. And you're going to find someone else. And then you're going to ask me if I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. It cheeses me that you think I'd be jealous. It makes me think, yo, you really be thinking down on me if you think I'm jealous on that shit. Why? Why are you thinking like that, bro? How you gonna hit me up and tell me I miss you? I miss you. If you really miss me, you'd act right and caught me. Nigga, you know I'm single. You really know I'm out here. You know I'm out here trying to get to you. You know I be expressing. There's been points where I express my feelings, not even a one time, just like two, maybe a three times. Still, I express how I feel, and then you're gonna be capping and be like, I'm not ready for a relationship. But you're seeking a relationship with the next man, and the next man, and now you're in a relationship with a new man.
Oh my god.
I don't think that adds up. I don't really think that adds up. And then the next thing's gonna be like, oh, Oh, we acting like a boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, our parents think we're I love how our parents think we're dating. Oh, blase blah, all this and that. Oh, I can't wait to go on a friend date with you. Yo, bun, bro, friend. Yo, what from here with that, eh? Yo, chill. Not even. I'm not trying to run that anymore, fam. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of acting. I'm tired of putting my like 100% and not getting any results from it. Fam, like for real. I'm tired of this shit, bro.
Why are y'all breaking his heart?
Honestly, exactly. Fam.
What did Andre do?
I was literally just trying to get out here, trying to cuff, bro. I'm not trying to find no like temporary thing. I'm trying to find someone that I can go for the long haul. And I'm trying to, I pick and chose you guys because I thought you were it. And then you all y'all capping out here, bro. All y'all actually just trying to Now y'all ruined it for the bunch of y'all ruined it for the rest of y'all, bro. I ain't about it anymore, fam. Y'all really just out here messing with me, fam. Fuck it. Fuck all y'all. I'm out here trying to do me now. If you come at me, I'm gonna be like, all right, you cute. Still fuck you. I don't even run with you, fam. Some of y'all ruined it for all y'all. That's how it is.
Bro, you used to save hoes with a mask and a cape. Now you're like, nah, I'm good, go away.
No. Bro, not all heroes wear capes, fam. Honestly, I didn't even wear a cape. I was just out here trying to save a hoe. No longer. Even hoes. Y'all were good girls. Now I'm not even trying to save you, bro. I'm tired of putting in the effort and not even getting a result, fam. Because you might... Yo, and then what even cheeses me the most is like, oh, I'm sorry if I haven't shown you that I care about you so much, but I really... No! Fuck it, bro. I told you what I was in for, and then you're just gonna be like, nah, but we can still be this, and I'm gonna still hold you so close to my heart, but I'm also gonna have a boyfriend. Yeah, how about you go to your boyfriend for all these other things? I don't want you coming to me for it. I don't care if we were close, because all the things that I were doing, a boyfriend would do. So I don't know why you're gonna reap the benefits of two boyfriends but only claim one of them.
Oh fuck.
That's fucked up, actually.
Oh fuck.
So
bro, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyways. This,
you really hit us with that.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm literally just saying. I'm tired of it. I'm cheesed. I be talking to some girls right now. One of them super cool. Like, but nah, some of these females be ruining it for me. I don't even know. I'm just saying, man. Bro, y'all seen that last post we dropped on the Instagram, bro?
That he dropped, anyways.
Yeah, hey, I dropped that, yeah, bro.
Bro,
when I first met the love of my life, the love of my life versus after she broke my heart, and now I gotta show these hoes what real pain feels like, bro. Nigga, I am pain, nigga. I'm part of the Akatsuki, nigga. I'm part of the six, nigga. I will fuck your ass up with piercings in my fucking ear, in my nose, in my mouth, in my teeth, nigga. I'll fuck you up, bro. I'll show all these hoes real pain. I'll show all these females real pain. Don't fuck with me no more. I'm telling you, bro.
Bro, here's the thing for me,
fucking warning.
Here's the thing. This one girl, she really messed with my life and shit. Put me in a horrible spot. And you know what? Last week, I decided, you know what? I'm going to forgive you because I'm going to stop the cycle of hate, you know? If y'all want to hate me, that's all good. You can hate me. I don't care. But I'm gonna show nothing but love to everyone on this planet, man. I don't care who they are. I'm gonna show nothing but love. I'm gonna end the cycle of hate, bro.
No, I feel that still. Oh, I feel that still. But like for me, I was like that. But now, my patience wore thin. Honestly, can't even do that. No, like, bro. Bro, like the Bible says, bro. I'm gonna put some religion in this bitch, bro. Throw some religion in this bitch, bro. Yo, God is a very patient God. At least for Christians, bro, God is a very patient God. But God's patience runs thin at some point in time. This nigga waited 400 plus years for the Israelites to act right before he was like, nah, you guys aren't acting right. My patience has worn up for you. That's God. How you expect a mortal man to act like that, bro. Nigga, I ain't got 400 years to wait on you to be like, that ain't it, bro. Nigga, I'm not even gonna last 100 years max, fam. Y'all gotta start acting right out here, bro. I've been doing so much, bro. I'm not even trying to brag or boast or nothing, bro. But I be trying to do the most, bro. I'm just trying to be a good human being. I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to put a good name out there for men. Because all men are trash, bro. But I'm trying to I'm trying to show that it's different. But you trying to act a fool. And now I can't even do that no more. I ain't gonna put no more effort in, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I'm tired of this.
He's tired of this.
I don't know what to say, bro.
I don't know what to bro, I might just cry with you.
Honestly, I'm not even crying, bro. I'm just pissed. I'm cheese, fam, bro. Don't even. I'm tired. Yo. Yo. Off my dick, bro. Honestly.
At least she didn't cheat.
A lot, bro. Bro. If she cheated, I would have dropped names. I would have dropped names, not even bleep it out. That's how harsh I would have been. I would have been like, no, fuck this bitch. Blase blah. Low key, high key. So, yeah, you lucky she didn't cheat, bro. I would have dropped name like a drop of a hat, bro.
Drop name like he drop a hat. This. Fuck.
Yeah, bro. Real shit. Real talk.
Bro, just put all this emotion into a mixtape, dog.
Oh, I honestly might. Bro.
Andre has a beautiful voice. If y'all
he does.
Andre actually has like a beautiful singing voice.
Stop. Relax.
Andre's okay. A beautiful person.
Yo, take this in. Andre's black. He has a beautiful voice. He has a great personality. He's actually good looking.
Yet these hoes still be capping, bro.
You know, he takes care of everyone.
You know, I be trying to take care of everyone, fam.
He's a decent height.
I am trying to take care of people.
He's a decent height. He's like 6 foot. That's perfect. That's ideal.
Yeah, bro. All I'd be asking in the end, if you're going to call me dad or if you're going to call me like a parental figure, at least treat me like one, fam. Treat me like your dad where you be asking me for stuff. I do it for you. Be like, all right, I love you, dad. And then come back to me when you need something. I'll be all right with that. But don't play with my emotions in between, my nigga. Don't be like, oh, I miss you so much. Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Oh, you're the best. I don't fucking care, my nigga. If you ain't running with me, if you ain't gonna try and fuck with me, I don't. What is that doing for me? The fuck, nigga? Do you think I need selfish? Do you think I need reassurance, my nigga? I know I'm great, nigga. I'm trying my best, nigga. I know the fuck. I know what I'm doing, nigga.
At least you're humble about it,
bro.
Oh my god!
No words, man.
Yo, told you, bro. Y'all
need to cuff him right now,
bro. I've been.
Shorty needs to cuff him and put a ring on his finger.
Fam, I be putting my time in it, but yo,
Shorty needs to apologize.
I made sure I put that retweet out because I put my time and attention into one female before during the summer, and then when I realized it wasn't even going nowhere and it wasn't going to go nowhere, I made sure I retweeted that shit, me taking my love and affection back. And it's that little like 2-year-old nigga holding his blankie with the laundry basket, and the laundry basket is full of like heart emojis and all that shit, nigga. That was me, bro. Because I realized quick I was like, nah, this ain't even it. I'm putting too much effort into this. Then I went to reevaluate everything else, and I was like, nah. I've been putting too much. No. I'm best friends with Eric. I ain't even putting this much effort into that. Obviously, because I ain't even trying to get with Eric. Real shit. Real cat, bro. I be putting, like, I got female best friends I'm not even putting this much effort into, because I'm not trying to get with them at the end of the day. I'm not trying to build a relationship with them that's going to last for like years and years and years, because I'm trying to cuff them at the end of the day. I'm just cool with them. I'm trying to kick it out, and I'm going to do what I can do to help them out. But I'm also not going to try and be romantic with them or try and crack all these jokes with them. If I crack jokes like I roast you, then you know we cool and we homies. But if I crack jokes with you that are kind of cutesy, then you know I'm trying to get with you. I'm trying to show you that I'm also sweet, but I also got a gangster exterior. I'm trying to, I can provide for you, but I'll beat some niggas ass, bro. Nigga, I eat my peanut butter and jelly with the crust on. Y'all know I'm fucking gangster, nigga. Treyway for life, nigga. 6ix9ine quakes in his boots when he hears my name, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
Aren't you be the type to wear black Air Force Ones?
I honestly would rock those. No cap.
No cap, deadass.
No cap.
Aren't you gonna pull it off?
And then a fucking do-rag. And a fucking do-rag, bro.
You gotta curl your waves out first.
Bro, the moment I wear a do-rag, you already know it's fucking over. No. Bro, if I start pulling up with a do-rag, everybody better watch out. Because you already know I am in my bag. I am in my bag like Broly, nigga. Nigga, I will beat Goku, Vegeta, Trunks, and Piccolo's ass without question, jeez, nigga. I'm in here. Just here. Watch out for the do-rag. Watch out for the black Air Forces. Because I will cop that in a heartbeat, nigga. I will find the money to cop both of those and rock every single part of those with an outfit, nigga. They will match an outfit. I don't fucking care, nigga. I already wear black, gray, and green, nigga. No, I don't need no white do-rag, nigga. I'm not trying to be no holy, nigga.
Black do-rags. Well, I can save my black one, then.
All right. Black do-rags, black Air Forces, nigga. I wear all black, nigga. I will look like one of these fucking troop niggas that are in the Divine Nine fraternities, nigga. I will be some ass, nigga. I will show these hoes real fucking pain, bro.
This man straight up Nagato out here.
I am Nagato. I am pain, nigga. I will show you the six paths of pain, my nigga. Any hoe that crosses me from this point forward, I will show you the six paths of pain. I will cuss you out, then I'm gonna block you and cut you out of my life because you don't even deserve what I'm trying to give you, bro. Fuck all these hoes. Fuck them all.
Sounds like that one girl who cut me off and then 2 months later hit me up.
Deadass. Deadass, bro. She disrespectful, bro. She don't even know who she messing with, bro.
Sound like the other girl, Eric, bro.
Yeah? You lucky I'm not here with you, bro. If I was there in person with you, bro.
Bro, she'd be dead.
Bro, I'd be cut.
Bro, that's why I'm here, man.
That's why Vim's there, bro. Vim still got that heart in him, bro. Nah, my heart, I lost that shit, nigga. I ain't got no heart no more, nigga. Fuck all these hoes.
Andre got no heart. Yo, stop playing games with Andre.
Tired of this shit, bro. Stop. I'm so tired.
It's time for the girls to show love to my boy, bro.
And
like genuine love, not this fake shit.
Not that fake shit.
Not this easy ass shit.
That's all I ask, bro. All I ask is if you just come straight with me and be like, hey, this, look, I need you to stop being what you do and stop being so courteous and nice. That's all I need. That's, it's so simple just to send that message across. Cause I'm not gonna get mad.
Nah, but the thing is, they love
that every shit. Every female that I mess with knows I'm not getting mad at that stuff. I will get mad if you're an unclean person, nigga. I get mad at the parental stuff, nigga. If you come and tell me, hey, I'm not feeling the vibe. You're very sweet, but it's not gonna work. I'm gonna be like, all right, cool. Cause at the end of the day, I just want you to be happy. But I'm tired of people being happy at my expense, nigga. Fuck this, bro.
Bro, you're not these girls not letting Andre prosper.
That's, bro.
Andre's trying to prosper.
Bro.
Andre's trying to prosper, and y'all not allowing him to.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Well.
Y'all want to vent too? I mean, I basically took up like 20 minutes, bro. But y'all want to go off too, bro?
Yo, I'm good.
I'm good too, bro. All
right. Oh, man.
Okay, I'll say this one thing. I don't know how this relates to Andre, but like, I don't know how you're going to tell someone you love them, show your love, do shit with them, and then be like, oh, I don't want a relationship. I just want to be friends. I like what a relationship is right now. I just don't want a romantic relationship.
God damn.
They're just a bunch of wasted time.
Bro, that's all I gotta say. Y'all know how many times I be telling like one particular female that I love them, but not in the friend way. Like, I actually be like, I love you, bro. And they ain't even picking that up, bro. They just be like, oh, some friend shit. They just gonna find someone else. It's fine, though. It's fine. I'm not jealous. I'm just saying, why? Don't play with me like this.
Stop
bro.
Playing with the man's heart. Stop playing don't with my play heart. Stop with playing with me Ben's like heart.
This, fam.
Please don't play with my heart.
Fam. Loki, I ain't gonna drop her name, but if I say this, it's gonna expose her. But fuck it. I don't even fuck right now, bro. Bro, tell me how her friends are gonna be like, yo, cuff this man, marry this man, and she's still gonna be capping, be like, nah, I can't do that. I don't want to ruin the friendship. All right, bro. Bro,
it's not worth your time anymore.
Oh my god,
That's what I'm saying. I'm tired of this shit, bro. I'm tired, bro. I'm literally just trying to find the one queen that's gonna respect me for what I'm trying to do out here. But all these females making it so hard for me to decipher who's real and who's not. Because I be finding too many people that just not it. And then the other people I do find that are kind of sort of it, far away. I ain't fucking with it. No. Not it, bro. Like, just not fucking it.
How are we going to be up to like 3, 4... 5 a.m. talking, fucking around, doing shit, just for it not to mean anything.
That's the worst, bro.
Right?
When you put all those after hours into it.
Nigga, do you know how many times I've tucked this girl into bed, telling her goodnight and shit, nigga?
Bro, you don't even kiss the homies goodnight, bro, and you giving this to the girl?
I don't even fucking kiss the homies goodnight, and I be kissing this girl on her fucking forehead, go... Yo.
Like, how are we gonna pretend to play house together? But then, we not living in the house no more together.
Bro,
Yeah, that ain't it.
Say it ain't cheap.
God damn. And you know the only reason I haven't like brought this up like more recently is because she's been going through some shit too, eh?
Oh,
so I've been like, yeah. She's been going a lot like with some family stuff. She's been venting to me. She's like, you know what, it's fine. I'm gonna keep it bottled up and I'm gonna die. You know what? I'm just keep a bottle up and I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die with it. I'm gonna just keep a bottle up and die with it because you know what? She be going through some stuff. It's not important.
It's not important.
But nah, bro. Oh. I've reached my boiling point at this.
This guy's gonna bust. I mean, burst.
The point where I can't. Not anymore. Not anymore. Bro, if you're listening to this, you know who you are.
Does she listen?
You better. Yeah, she does. So you better watch how you come and approach this conversation, because even though I might be a little tipsy right now,
a lot of tipsy.
No, Eric, I've sobered up.
Oh, really?
And I'm still mad. Yes, sir.
This guy fell asleep last podcast. Now he's wide awake.
Yeah, and I'm wide awake, and I'm still mad, bro. So you better watch how you come with this conversation, okay? Cause I'm not trying to hear no, oh, I'm sorry, I never, no. I need you to admit, hey, this is how it's been, and I'm sorry. I don't need to be no, I'm sorry that you felt, no, nigga. You fucking done this shit. So I need you to admit it up, or else we're not talking no more. Deadass. On my mama.
Damn. That's it. I fully support that.
Yeah, I support.
I fully support that. Same goals with mine. Fuck. How you gonna hit me up and say I miss you?
Don't tell me I miss you, bro.
When are you coming home next?
What? Don't tell me that shit, bro. Don't but tell you didn't want to link last don't time. Don't tell them that shit, bro. Don't tell none of us that shit. We tired of that shit, bro. I don't even know. Maybe Vim got some patience for you.
Nah, bro. I ain't got no patience, man.
All right. That's what I fucking like to hear. None of us got no patience.
Nah, here's the thing, bro. All these girls, they think we be nice to them because we just want to smash. But nah, bro. The three of us, we all just want to cuff, man. We just want to share our love with these women, bro.
Bro. I don't want to smash. And she, I hope, bro, I already admitted this. And I hope she knows. My end goal is not to smash, bro. My end goal is to cop a relationship. I'm fucking admitting that shit. But no.
Which trying to love you off?
No. She told me. She literally told me, no, I'm not ready for this. I hope. And then she's going to go. Then she's going to go try with the next man. And that fails. Then go with the next man who's even more trash, who's literally like scum, my nigga. And then that fails. And now she's found the next man. And I'm not gonna say I'm not happy for her, but like, bro.
What happened to Andre?
That's some prime real estate, bro. And she gave
it up. I was here.
He was here first.
I shot. I guess I failed. I guess I wasn't enough for you.
Guess fine. He missed.
But fucking it, just tell me straight up. Like tell me straight up and then not go back on what you said, okay? Because she had that conversation and we talked about it and she was like, yeah, you know what, I don't want to lose you as a friend, blah blah blah, and I accepted it. I was like, all right, fine. And she gonna try something and then I failed. So then I was like, I was the good friend. I was like, all right, you know what, you know, take some time for yourself. Do this, that, and the third, you know? And then in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, maybe after she's like taking some time for herself, she might realize, you know, I've been here, I'm still here. Maybe we can try things out. Nah, moves on to the next man. Fucking trash.
It's like he never even existed.
Literally. Like, I saw that he was trash. My friends here saw that he was trash. Her friends back home saw that nigga was trash. They were like, yo, you better break up with this guy. Yeah, nah, nah, nah. Then she finally does it. And then I'm like, all right, she gonna take her time. Within maybe like, what, 2, 3, 4 weeks? I don't even fucking know. Because fuck time at this point. I'm with the next man. Next man seems pretty cool. I have no qualms with the next man. Respect him. Big is up to him. But like, word? You really, you weren't ready for a relationship? But you tried with 3 different niggas? And not me? Bro, you capping.
What the fuck?
You fucking capping, bro.
It's unacceptable, man.
Bro, all I ask for is honesty. If you can't be honest with me, yo, fuck that. Honest. Like, I just need blunt. I don't care how blunt you are, but as long as, at the end of the day, if you're telling me how you feel, and that's really how you feel, I'm going to have to accept it sooner or later. But if you're gonna be capping with me, nah, be no more capping. Fuck that.
Free up Andre's heart. 2019.
2020 now, bro.
2020, did I? Bro? Nah, 2020. Once 2020 hits, all these shorties are gone.
Yeah, honestly, shit, they better be. I don't hear from none of them.
Whether I gotta make you cut me off or you cut me off.
I don't even wanna make you cut me off,
dude. You're done.
Bro. Like, I just. Bro. No more fucking words at this point.
Fuck. Just off it.
SMH.
Hey, yo, that being said, Pokimane, you're fine, Tang. You know, you might want to answer my DMs.
Yeah, you better answer this nigga's DM, bro.
Pokemon, yo, hop on this guy. He's 6'3". He's brown.
I'll come all the way to LA for you.
Oh, this nigga's gonna fly out for you still, bro.
She used to go to McMaster, man. She's from Hamilton.
Oh, Dada, she's from Hamilton.
All right, that's what we love to hear.
So she's smart. You know she's smart. McMaster, she's smart.
True.
McMaster is the smart man college. Not gonna lie.
Well, that being said, Andre, do you have anything else to say?
Bro, I said my piece for the most part. Unless you go and say one of your One Pieces and get me going again, I swear to God.
Yo, my One Pieces, I've said enough One Pieces for tonight.
I think I'll be okay then. I think
Vim?
What's good?
Anything?
No,
you would like to add?
I mean, if this was last week, there might have been, but I decided
last
to...
Last week? Bro, it's been a bit of a whole week.
Let us know, fam. Remember, I ain't talked to you for a little bit. Let us know, fam.
Nah, bro, that I've always been harboring, feelings over, all these mistakes I've made and all this stuff that people have done to me. And I just let go, bro. I let go of all the hate.
Alright.
This guy's found peace within himself.
Yeah, bro.
That's good.
Teach us the ways, because I don't even know what the hell that is.
I'm on the search for the peace, bro.
I can teach you. I can see if I can rewind back and find that peace I used to have.
He used to have.
Yeah, nigga. I'm Obito right now, nigga.
Exactly, bro. And I'm Kakashi. Yeah. I'm going to bring you right back, bro.
You can try, nigga.
Bro, at the end of the day, Obito became a good guy. That's what you got
to remember. Nigga, I'll switch over to Madara real quick.
Come on, man. Can't be
doing that. I'll switch over to Madara. I'll go back to Sasuke when he was beating Naruto's ass in the final fight, nigga. I'll turn into Momoshiki at this point, nigga. I will turn into every fucking supervillain in any anime at this point,
bro,
nigga.
You gotta remember,
deserve pain.
At the end of the day, man, Sasuke came back to the good side because Naruto, showed him love.
Shit, nigga, I'll be fuck. I don't know, nigga. I'll find any villain that just stayed a villain, bro.
Bro, I'm gonna be there for you every step of the way, man. I'm bringing you back.
Bro, at this point, nigga, I'll just be Kisame, bro. That nigga killed himself, and that's how hard that nigga was, nigga, bro. He was like, bro, I'm a villain till the day I die, and he fucking proved it. That nigga killed himself, bro.
Yeah, that's true, but let's not go there, man. I don't want
to. I ain't even going there.
Yeah, bro. Don't do that. I kind of need you, fam.
Yeah.
No, these hoes don't deserve me dead, bro. These hoes, they deserve pain, not death. Death is an easy way out for these niggas.
This got hella serious.
Yo, I mean, I've tried. It didn't work, but, we still out here.
That's another conversation for another day at this point, bro.
That's the next Beaver Tail Friday.
That's the next beaver. Yo, beaver tails are coming every two weeks. Just know.
Wait, every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
So we're not doing every week?
Not every week. Just
Got
every
it.
2 weeks.
Got it.
Because you can't have a beaver tail every week, bro. You're gonna catch
diabetes.
That's when you don't get obese, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. Flashback to the first podcast of the season.
Season 2, episode 1, boys. Go check it out.
Season 2, episode 1. Yeah.
That being said, thank you all for listening to this Beaver's Tale Friday.
Yes.
Free Andre's Heart 2020.
Exactly.
Don't even, bro.
Follow Andre on Instagram at andre.brxwn.
Bro, X marks the spot, my niggas.
And X marks his heart. Yo, also follow. Shout out to Vim.
Shout out for Vim.
Hopping on the very first Beaver Tail.
Beaver Tail
Friday.
Yeah.
Shout out to hopped you guys first... for getting me on, man. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, bro. Of course.
You can follow him at Lavimi_ball on Instagram. And follow us, TM32 Show and TM32P on Twitter. That's all we got for you today.
That's all we got, bro.
Until next time, this has been Eric, Andre,
gang, gang.
And so, Vim.
That's my ninja way, bro.
Gang, gang.
Done.
To the day.